Welcome. On behalf of the West Great Lakes ACA Intergroup, I'd like to give you a warm welcome to the second day of our ninth annual conference. My name is Liz N, and I'm an adult child, and I'm also a member of the Conference Planning Committee. I've been attending ACA meetings and workshops for just 4 years. And this is my first ACA conference. Like many of you, this is also my first Zoom conference. So I have a couple items that I hope will be helpful for you that I will go over before we start. Please mute your phone, computer, or tablet device unless you are speaking. Please be respectful to speakers and participants and refrain from crosstalking. There will be opportunities to ask questions and interact with presenters during Q&A, question and answer, and at breaks. There are two Zoom tools you may not have used before. I know I hadn't before the conference. At the start of Q&A, the presenter will ask you to raise your virtual hand, not this one, if you have a question. Raise hand is an actual button that you will find in the participants menu, and you will find the participants icon at the bottom of this home screen. When you click on participants, you will see the raise hand icon in the bottom right corner. When you click on that icon, you will be placed in a virtual queue or line, which you can also see in the screen. The presenter or moderator will call on you in the order in which you raised your hand. Then you can unmute your mic and speak. The other function is the chat function, which is to the right of the participants icon at the bottom of this home screen. This is basically Zoom's version of email or messaging. You can send a text to everyone at the conference, or you can select a specific person, like a presenter, to send a text to. Once you are in the chat function, you will notice, go down to the bottom, there's a little rectangular box, and you can look for people's names. All the people on the conference are now on file, and you just use that little downward pointing button, and you can scroll through the file to find anyone you want to send a message to. If you want to send to all of us, use everyone. So once you have the address in, then you just start typing below it. And when you're ready to send, you hit the enter or send key. During the conference, there will also be several ACA members available to answer general questions about ACA. So you can use chat for that. I believe Mary Jo is one, and there will be several of us. You can also use chat if you want to talk with someone about an issue or emotions. Presentations can trigger strong feelings. You are not alone. Reach out through chat, and we will partner you with a fellow traveler who will listen and talk with you. And you can keep both the participants menu and the chat menu open during the conference. They'll pop up on my computer. It's along the right side. I do want to give a shout out to the chair of the West Great Lakes ACA group, Matt Kay. I think you know who Matt is. He was singing that wonderful song. And also to Jeff F., who is the web guru for this conference for the West Great Lakes Intergroup, and is their secretary as well, a man of many talents as well. And this is the guy who usually has birds flying behind his head because he has an image of a bird bath and birds up there. Now, yesterday's sessions were amazing. I'm so glad I'm seeing many of you that were there yesterday, but I'm also very excited about today's presenters and panels. Not only did we seek to invite the world to attend this intergroup conference, We actually invited ACA members from around the world to be on panel discussions. They will speak about their own journeys in ACA, what is happening with ACA in their country, and what their ACA needs and aspirations are. They are coming from many different time zones, cultures, religions, and traditions. And you will hear what ACA is doing for them. And we hope you will truly realize that you are a member of a global ACA family. We will hear first from the Global Members Subcommittee and then from the European region. Following these panels, we will hear two more presentations addressing first step and sponsorship and emotional sobriety. And of course, there'll be music and breaks along the way. Now, I would like to introduce Sue V from Toronto, Canada. She is the chair of the Global Members Subcommittee, which she will tell you about. Sue V will also introduce the ACA Serenity Prayer and moderate the three global panels. Welcome, Sue. You're muted.
Yes, I just was being good and I was muting, so I'm just unmuted. Thanks. And thank you so much coming in early and listening. I came in with the laundry list and the solution, and there's no better readings for me. So thank you. And the music has been wonderful, very soothing. So hi, I'm Sue V. I'm a grateful adult child, and I'm also the, and from Toronto, Canada. And I'm from, chair of Global Members. And what I've done this morning to start off with this ACA Serenity Prayer, we created the ACA Multilingual Prayer. I don't know if Liz can put it up. And it has the heart that was designed at the 2020 AWC by MyBrit in, over in Europe. And we put all of the different languages around that. So if you could go to that prayer and just stay with that. That would be great, Liz. And what we're going to do is first is we're going to ask Sean from Taiwan to speak it in traditional Chinese, and certainly Paul from China, if you would like to join Sean in that, that would be wonderful. I would like us to listen to that first, and then we'll then have a second go around, and we'll all be saying the ACA Serenity Prayer in our different languages and our different forms. So Sean, would you like to, and Sean and Paul, would you like to start us off?
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Sean. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic.
Hi, Sean.
Everyone. Paul, are you going to be joining me?
Well, I'll let you lead, Sean. Chinese isn't as good as yours. So.
All right. Let's do it then. Sang Chang, Qing Zi Wo, An Ling De Xin Jing, Jie Sou Wo Bu Neng Gai Bian De Ren, Qing Zi Wo Yong Qi, Gai Bian Wo Neng Gai Bian De Ren. 令自我智慧了解那个人就是我.
Thank you, Sean. And so I would like everyone to take a deep breath, and we're going to say the Serenity Prayer again in whatever language and form is best for us. So taking a deep breath now. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change. The courage
to change. Et la sagesse de me rappeler que cette
personne. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, everyone. I just love hearing the orchestra, beautiful orchestra of all our different languages and our different forms. So again, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and a warm welcome to the global ACA community for the Global Fellowship panels, and for inviting us to be part of the Western Great Lakes 9th Annual Convention. And while this time is difficult with the corona pandemic, It's also enabled us to have a closer global community than we've ever experienced before, thanks to Zoom. And so very grateful for that. We're going to be holding three panels with five countries. The first being from our Eastern Hemisphere. And that's how I look at it these days with all the time zones. I have the Eastern Hemisphere on our planet, and we have Taiwan and China. And Sean and Paul will be talking about their experience, strength and hope. And it is very late where they are right now. They're about 12 hours in Eastern, so 13 hours plus your central time right now. So you can understand how late it is. And the second panel will be from India, which is 10 and a half hours ahead of central time. And that will be Sunil and Ankita. And we'll do a third panel from our Western Hemisphere. And we have Dahlia from Israel, Kanilwe from South Africa, and Marion, where it's just starting to be evening for that period of time. They're about plus seven, plus eight hours in central time. So what I'd like to do right now is just give you a personal experience, strength, and hope of mine, like who am I? And as I said, I'm a very grateful adult child. I came in the program about 10 years ago. And I was a mess. I thought I had left my childhood behind. I grew up with in an alcoholic and dysfunctional home, both parents, and I'm the eldest of eight children. So the rescuer came very early in my life when I was about three or four, trying to rescue my siblings. And I went to Alateen. I was lucky to get some counseling as a teenager. My parents threw me out basically when I was 18, 19 to find my way in life. And they did the same with my siblings. And I started inheriting them and went from basement apartments to apartments to a house. And then we disbanded because guess what? The dysfunction continued. And I supported them more from a distance. And I thought I would throw my life into my career, and I did for a long time. And I thought it was okay. I knew there was something missing. I knew I had some crazy thinking, and I was trying to manage it through personal development and spiritual development. Didn't know about ACA in those days. And just like our laundry list says, I married someone who was dysfunctional. He came from a very wounded home himself, and we promised never to have this happen again. And it did. Despite all of our best intentions. And the shame, I've got to tell you, was enormous for me to be in a second violent home and now have two children with that. Was crippling. And from there you think, okay, I'm into ACA, still didn't know about it. And my husband got worse, he eventually died. And it was only when my children became teenagers that everything blew up inside of me. I could no longer stuff down what was going on. And I came into ACA when they were teenagers, when I was menopausal. My hormones were just crazy. And I thought I was going insane. I thought I was going to have to check myself into the hospital like I'd done with many of my siblings. And I came into ACA. And I'll just say to you that that first night I knew I was home. I found my tribe. I found my family. I knew I wasn't crazy. An old timer had come to talk to me as a newcomer and reassured me that I was in the right place. I also didn't know how lucky I was at the time. I could buy an VRB. It was not too bad a price, a little higher in Canada than the States, but I could afford to do that. And I didn't know how lucky I was until I was on Global. And I'll talk a little more about that. And the second thing that I was very lucky with, our fellowship believed in the studies. The studies book was only like 2 years old, and we were pumping out study after study after study. So I got myself into that. And again, I didn't know how lucky I was that I had a fellowship that was doing this for us. People were stepping up into service to do this for us. And that changed my life. And then even to the point of just literature access, study access. And I was even fortunate to get a sponsor to help me work the steps. It was really hard in those days, but I did get someone who helped me, and it was phenomenal. And she graduated me actually after we did the steps. She said, I've given you what I have to give you, and now we're going to be fellow travelers together. And that was her model, which we worked with, and which I often work with as well. And so I am deeply grateful. Emotional sobriety, I finally have it. I didn't have it before. I didn't even know. And my life has changed. I have inner peace. I have balance, and I have joy. And I didn't think I'd ever have joy. That doesn't mean every day is a joyful moment. I've had moments, and I still have moments, even this morning and even this week. But I know I trust my ACA program to hold me and to work through it. So I just wanted to give you a little bit about my personal experience and my emotional sobriety journey with that. I was fortunate as well. Our fellowship hosted the 2018 World Conference, and I wanted to make it global. I really, because Toronto, we're like a global village. We have so many cultures and languages, and I really wanted to make it as global as we could. And we did pretty good, but I wanted more. I wanted more for us. We had people in different countries asking for us to stream the AWC, and I wasn't able to do that. And that was my dream. And the dream came true for all of us in 2020 when we had a virtual AWC. So I want to let you know that it's just a pleasure and an honor for me to be a chair of the Global. We're babies. We're only a year and a half old. We just started in 2019 at the ABC. And so we're a year and a half old. We're toddlers. And what does Global Members mean? Global Members Subcommittee means we're supporting. Liz, could you put up the slide? Because I think this would be really helpful for people to see. And it's the Global Members. We actually are supporting all the countries. Yeah, keep going. And it'll say, it's been my pleasure. Keep going. Yeah, there we go. Nope, go back one. Thank you. Yeah. So Global Member Subcommittee, what is it? We are supporting all the countries outside of Europe, Canada, and the States. And I did my geography lesson on that. And guess what? It's 148 countries. And so we're supporting all of that. We honor Tradition 5, carrying the ACA message. We also very strongly believe in Tradition 4. Each group is autonomous. And we're really partnering with our emerging countries to support their efforts in becoming self-supporting as their fellowship grows. And so we have a huge area to look after. And how have we been doing it? Traction, just like our ACA program. Every ACA recovery and service go hand in hand. And so attraction, higher power has been guiding us from day one. And so the first country asking for support was Bangladesh. And I'm a team player. So when Bangladesh came knocking on the door, I said, who do we know around Bangladesh that can help us? And I met up with Sunil in India, and Sunita, who was fluent in Bengali in India. And we were able to start some conversations and dialogue. And of course, then we say, India, you know, how can we help you, India ACA? Israel came aboard, South Africa, and all the other countries. Right now, we're currently supporting 12 countries in the Eastern, Western, Southern, and Northern hemispheres, and we've only just begun. Liz, do you want to go to the next slide? Yeah. So, you know, I'm a learner. I'm a lifelong learner. So what have we learned? And what we've learned here is that ACA in new countries often starts with one person who is searching for ACA recovery. Could be a few people, but it starts with that. And the second thing we learned is accessibility and affordability of literature is extremely challenging. Remember in my personal share, I said I didn't realize how lucky I was to be able to get a BRB and take it home that night and be able to start reading it. That is out of reach for a lot of our ACA members in a lot of countries. Yes, sometimes there's the online version. Sometimes that's not possible. It's really challenging. We'll talk about what we've been working with in partnership with WSO to help our countries. Translations are essential for many countries, not just for the adult, but for our inner children whose first language might have been something other than English. And it's absolutely essential about that. Literature wording needs to be more understandable. That's something that we've learned. There needs to be, and I've also learned that there's a shared desire for ACA recovery to carry the ACA message to other adult children. You'll hear from the speakers their passion to bring ACA and grow ACA in their countries. How have we been supporting our countries in this year and a half? We started to create a global fellowship amongst the countries. So a lot of times, for instance, Africa, South Africa and India found they had a whole lot in common, not surprisingly. They'll talk about that. So our countries are able to help one another. We're connecting with people in countries around the world. We've worked with the WSO board to find practical solutions to literature accessibility and affordability. And we've provided support for meeting groups, typically the same kind of things we might do in Canada and the US. And we've developed and provided ACA study programs with countries to facilitate them becoming self-supporting. So right now we're doing Ready, Set, Go weekend Zooms. We've partnered with Tony to bring the weekly Ready, Set, Goes, and to build not just individual ACA recovery, but fellowship recovery, which then hopefully people will step into service. You're going to hear more about that because it takes a village and a community to bring ACA to countries. And we're establishing sponsorship structures for ACA support in each country. In some countries, we're at ground zero for ACA recovery. Zoom's helping hugely to bring that international experience, strength, and hope to the different countries. And I would also say to you that I've also learned that all these countries have so much to offer us. We are a world. And we are immigrating all the time, and we have so much to learn from one another. And I have learned so much from all of the panelists that you'll be listening to. Our service structure, we have a service structure like any. It's been growing organically with the higher power. Nobody could have dreamed up what we're doing, and it's just organically. I'm the chair. Marion from South Africa is the vice chair. We have many country and project support coordinators, volunteer teams. At the last count, and it keeps changing every week, we have about 19 country and project support coordinators, and we have over 60 volunteers internationally around the world helping on certain focuses, which is wonderful. Do you want to pass next? So just a picture, and if you guys want a copy of the PowerPoint, we can certainly make that available. And we are very creative. You'll find the global panel. They're heartstorming. They do lots of graphic stuff, and they created a tree. So you'll see the global map where when it's in white, it's the global member subcommittee support. And we have all these different projects and bubbles, and we have all these different coordinators that are named for that, which I've just talked about a few of them. But keep going, and together we are stronger. So we're partnering with WSO committees, regions, and intergroups to provide unified global support. We're going to talk more at the end of the session on how we can do this together as one worldwide fellowship. Together, we're creating strong and innovative service teams, looking at transforming challenges in various countries and building solid foundations. And we say in our global member subcommittee, W in WSO is for we, the ACA world. And together we're stronger.